The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." He said to them, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Petros, Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall never prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It pleases the Lord Almighty, he who studies the law of the Most High will be filled with the spirit of understanding. The opening phrase of this section of the book of Sirach, certainly applicable to Pope Leo. On a day like this, when we go back in history and we look at some of our religious ancestors, and Pope Leo is definitely one of them from 461, it could give us an appreciation of our history as a church, an appreciation of the historicity and longevity of our founding fathers, apostles, fathers of the church, doctors of the church, and what we call popes. So today we look at a pope. They used to be called, all bishops used to be called Papa. But in the time of Saint Leo, the title of the Papa of Rome got solidified and he became the Pope. And no other person was called the Pope. A little bit of trivia. But it's interesting in our history as a dynamic church to know that our roots have various surprises. There's a TV program on every Tuesday, and I know Jerry watches it, something about ancestry. I don't know the whole title of it. But it traces the roots of particular people, famous people, actors, politicians. And they come on and the guest, the host, traces their roots back sometimes many centuries. And the person whose roots they're tracing is always surprised to say, "Oh, I didn't know my ancestors were this or that, leaders or slaves or kings or whatever they were." And it gives us an appreciation as we're watching this program how people, us, have roots and how our roots have formed who we are eventually. And the same thing goes with our church. Our roots, traced back, of course, to Jesus Christ and the apostles, tells us who we are. And by the 400s, we have a Pape, a leader, a Bishop of Rome, who was a tough guy. He was tough, he was intelligent, and he combined the faith in Scripture with the faith lived. He combined the mission of understanding Christ theologically with understanding life as Christians and the appreciation that we should have for each person. He focused on the poor, a great deal on the poor. As he interpreted the scriptures, Christ always went to those on the outskirts and gave them special attention. But also, he was a politician. Not like politicians today, not that I demean them, but he was a politician who politically invested in the church and its authority on earth. He wrote a document that sort of gives us a foundation of a lot of what we believe about Christ in the church. It's part of a T-O-M-E, a tome that he wrote. And the tome focused on Jesus Christ, God, Jesus Christ, man, and what he called, and the term we still use, is the hypostatic union. The union of the God and the humanity of Jesus Christ. And that's who we worship even today. Now, did the scriptures reveal that? Yes. Did faith reveal that? Yes. But as we grow as a church, we realize we need certain points of history to stop, look, and listen to what we believe. And it was him, Leo, who put this document together. And it became a defense document because there were many in his time, 5th century, many heresies that doubted the body, the goodness of the body, Pelagianism. The heresies that doubted the divinity of Jesus, Arianism. So he addressed the fallacies, the mistakes, pretty common, but he addressed it in a positive way. This is who Jesus Christ is, basically, is what he's teaching us. God and man, one person. Not two people, one person. Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man. And of course, he labeled it in Greek terms, the hypostatic union, coming together. He was also a very intellectual person, and again, a politician, who fought with words and prayer more than weapons. There is a altar dedicated to him in St. Peter's Basilica, in which we see Pope Leo on his horse with a whole retinue of people behind him, stopping Attila the Hun, who in the 4th century was going to attack Rome. He also did that with the Vandals, another group in northern Italy, trying to attack Italy. And I don't know the words he used. I wasn't there, and they're not recorded. But through his faith in Jesus Christ and his role as Father of Rome, he convinced Attila to halt, to stop. Had that not happened, again, it's interesting history, what happens in history. Had that not happened, we wouldn't be Christian. Attila would have continued into Rome and set up his own dominion, and who knows where we would be and where the church would be and what the church would be. So you have a strong character like Leo, who knows what he's doing, who didn't step on people's toes, who wasn't rude about it, but focused on what he knew of Christ. And I'm saying this not for us to appreciate Leo only, but to appreciate our own faith. Use our head and our heart and our spirituality to defend who we are and to promote who we are. People who are part of Christ, people who are in the church. And the church is not only here in Roosevelt Island, the church is throughout the world. So when we stand up for what we believe, we're right in the line of our ancestors who stood up for what he believed and gives us the example. I guess a terrible blot on our history as Christians is standing up for our faith during the Crusades, when weapons were used, many weapons, and you know the whole story of the Crusades. They went on several Crusades, like 9 Crusades over 200 years. The idea was Christians defending the Holy Land. And rather than try to use faith, they went in with weapons. And not only did they go in with weapons, but the motivation for protecting the Holy Land, the shrines of the Holy Land, changed to greed when they saw, and these are Christian crusaders from throughout Europe, when they saw what was available with trade and other cultures. So eventually the Crusades stopped. They were a failure. But they show us what not to do with our faith, not to defend our faith with weapons. We are to defend our faith with words, with prayer, and with good gestures. So Leo is part of our heritage, Leo the Great, and he was the first pope to be called the Great. And I could go on forever, and I'm not going to, about other characteristics of Leo, but take them as our own. These are our characteristics as a Christian, to stand up for what we believe in an appropriate manner, not scandalizing, not putting ourselves forward as God, but standing on behalf of Jesus Christ, God and man.